It's a massive game. It's a local derby, but we're going on to, into it, obviously, wanting to get the win.
You know that if you win the three games, there is a great chance of you being in this division again, don't you?
I think you definitely stay in the league if you win the next three games. We were in a similar period earlier on in the season where we had, five defeats on the spin, and we played Fleetwood, we won, we played Wigan, we won, we played Peterborough, we won, and kept three clean sheets. So if we can repeat that, we'll obviously definitely stay in the league. But obviously at the minute we can only focus on Fleetwood, and it's a massive game.
Has it driven you mad, the last two results and performances?
Yeah, massively. I mean, the first one, the Colchester game, you expect after the run we went on to come to onto that game, you expect to go and pick up 3 points. Disappointing. We didn't deserve. But when we look at both games, we've not deserved anything out of both games. The performance hasn't been there, so you can't really argue with the results. As frustrating as they are, you can't argue. So it's now a case of obviously looking to the Fleetwood game, which is now as we're well aware, a massive game.
I've not watched either of the last two games, Tom, but from opinions of people who've played the game and supporters who've been to games have said we've gone down without a fight. That's got to be one of the biggest insults to the players, hasn't it? To say that you've lost the game without putting a fight up. Is that fair or not?
Look, I think to say that the players have gone down without a fight and they don't care is scandalous, really. I don't agree with that at all. I think the performances have been below par. But to say there's no fight and to say that there's no, like, that people aren't fit to wear the shirt is probably something I don't agree with at all. And obviously, but actions speak louder than words, so we'll see on Saturday whether or not those things are true, and they definitely won't be true on Saturday.
It's been so frustrating this season. It must be when you're a player in the team to go on a run. You've just mentioned three teams that you've beaten earlier on in the season and think, right, we can get our season started again. And then something's happened and you've gone on another run.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rollercoaster ride all season with the results up, down, good runs, thinking, and then we've gone on a bad run, then on a good run. There's been no consistency in terms of, like, results. But like you say, we've been on obviously a couple of bad games lately. Hopefully now we can start that up again, and we need it now more than ever. Obviously, with only three games remaining, we need to sort of finish on a high in terms of results and performances, and we need to do that with the start on Saturday against Fleetwood.
Speaking to the manager, he says the instructions to the players at the moment are kept to a minimum because you know exactly what's to be expected. As players, have you had your own time in the dressing room together to say, we can do better than this?
Yeah, I don't think from obviously a staff point of view there's much to be said, really. We're well aware of the situation that the club's in. We're well aware of the team that we're playing on the weekend. We're well aware of the position we're in terms of and what results we need. So I don't think there's much needs to be said from their point of view. However, we do need to, like, rally together now, dig in, and first of all look, like I keep saying, look to the game on Saturday against Fleetwood and get the result there, and then kick on from beyond that to the remaining two games to get us out of the position we're in.